So we're going to take a moment just to go down into the roots of the yew tree and explore the network underneath the yew tree and explore the channels of knowledge and the information highway. And it's all about relinquishing yourself to the wisdom and allowing the wisdom to come to you and trusting that wisdom then. You are wise and you are tapping into wisdom so that you can always in your own everyday life ask yourself, what would a wise person do here? So that there's a practical application to the relationship with the trees and that they help you ground and be steady in yourself and to listen to yourself and to tap into the innate wisdom that's available to all living beings and that comes from the earth. So it helps you keep calm and cool and helps you see what it is you need to see in order to make the best decision for you on a day-to-day basis. So it is allowing the connection to the wisdom of the earth and by extension to the nature, to the trees, to the plants, the mountains and the rocks, the animals and the birds, and the collective wisdom of the earth for your own alignment, for health and wealth and well-being. And this is always the practical process, and it is a day-by-day, moment-by-moment process. And this is how the earth and nature are trying to help humans and how we can help them back, how we can be part of the ecosystem and allow the freedom and the liberty that is in nature and is in the earth and give ourselves that fresh perspective and trust the inner knowing and the inner wildness and let go of the domestication and enjoy the freedom.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The channelings of today we're going to call tree channelings. And the reason for that is that it's going to be centered around the wisdom and the knowledge that you would have, perhaps, in some of the magnificent trees, which are indeed called super trees. The group sits under one now in Innisfallen Island and is learning the history of this place. My partner brought me to this place before, and I spoke of something yet then that I speak of again and beyond. This particular island is different. It has an energy that was seen by the ancients and retained by the ancients. It never changed. No matter who was here, it was about knowledge and learning. The very lake it sits on is called learning. It's an overwhelmingly spiritual and knowledgeable and wise place. Now, I want to review with you something about Ireland, about specific places in Ireland. And I want to tell you yet again that there is no crystalline grid here. And for those who don't really understand that, this is an esoteric grid that I have talked about many times. that is a fast track to human beings. It remembers things. So whoever is that which tempers human consciousness is transferred to the grid. Therefore, when the babies come in and the consciousness is developed, the grid helps them to remember what has gone before. Without the grid, there would be a constant relearning of everything. And yet here, there is no grid. So how is it, again I ask, that you would have something so profound, a feeling, a remembrance, on this island, and that whoever was here would be dedicated to learning? And the answer, dear ones, is again, the elementals of the planet alone, without the crystalline grid, create an energy. That is the energy here, and it was then propelled forward over and over by the humans who worked here. That then was felt for generations. And in this, the Akash starts to work. As you sit here, for the group who is here, I ask you, does this feel like you're remembering something? Now, I didn't ask you if you were here. Is there a remembrance? And the remembrance is the energy of it. There is something here that is different from any other place. Dear ones, the crystalline grid is almost like a bias that lays over the land, remembering the past. But if you don't have it, it's pure Gaia. The elementals speak clearly without the grid, and what has happened before, the human consciousness remains. I want to talk a little bit about this. What happened here that was different? Don't you find it interesting that when left alone, human beings often combine spirituality and Gaia? And here in this place, that is exactly what took place. And not just once, but over and over. The structures you see here, monks dedicated to studying Gaia, creating books, massive ones, starting the science of herbology, looking at the plants and defining them, categorizing them, studying them, and more. Don't you find it interesting that when left alone, in the past, the ancients often combined spirituality and shamanship with the planet? This is what we are saying that humans should learn and return to. For the spirituality today doesn't study the earth, doesn't seem to include the earth, doesn't align with the earth. It's all about the humans with humans. And the reflection of God through the earth is left out. So, dear ones, what you feel here is not only the consciousness, the elementals, but also the alliance between spirit, knowledge, wisdom, and you. That's the difference when you go to these places. Now, all of you in this group sit under a tree. That would be one of the most common things a human being could ever do. And yet there is a difference. The trees in this great place, especially the grandfather trees, the ones who have been here for a long time, carry with them a life force that broadcasts who they are without the grid. You can sit here and learn from the tree. There are those who would laugh at this and say, well, that is a very esoteric thing and something that would never happen to me. Well, it would if you were here, because this is different. There is a different posturing of nature, of the earth, of spirit, in this land. Again, I will tell you, my partner wanted to come back quickly because it was so refreshing to channel in these places, in these areas, where there was no grid interfering with the elementals that speak so clearly of the preciousness of the alignment between humans, God, and the planet. Without prophets, without doctrines, without anything to get in the way of the purity of the relationship between you and all that is. Listeners who are not here, I invite you to feel this. The serenity here in this place where the energy literally pours out of the ground and asks questions wherever you walk, and yet it seems to know who you are. There is a feeling of welcome back, even though you may not have been here, because the earth knows who you are, because you live on the earth, and the earth is one. And so for those who are here, take a moment and see if the tree has anything to say. And so it is.